All right. Welcome to this week's episode of our Franchise Accelerator podcast. I'm really excited because while not all of you use our 365, I think it's one of these things that no one knows a ton about, right? It's restaurant specific, but it's new technology that's really trying to be both the back of house operational software as well as replacing QuickBooks. So yesterday, you guys traveled off to New York City for the R365 conference. And what was new? What were they talking about?
Yeah, we had a great day. We brought some members of our team. I think some of the technology that they're offering, they're trying to push the needle. They're trying to really listen to what their clients use. Not all of our clients use R365, but we have a handful. So like anything we want to do, we want to get better at what they're offering. And I think the biggest part that I took, and Chris will have some takeaways too, is the managers and the teams using the technology. So whether you're using R365 or something else, the reports are only as good as you're using and communicating. Right. That was the biggest thing that I thought that was across the board.
It doesn't matter software.
Right.
If you don't use them or use them correctly, it doesn't matter what you get out of it. But for example, for R365, very good. Right. I mean, you enter your information in, you're getting great reports. And I don't know how many reports there are, but there's a couple hundred of them in there.
Oh, yeah.
Which I don't know if you need a couple hundred reports, but the ones that you would use daily, your product mix, your food cost, your labor, they're right there to do scheduling. So everything's right there. The technology was really good and they're always working to improve it.
Yeah.
And that was the thing that I liked. They didn't just say, okay, well, we already have scheduling. We're done. Well, as things were evolving, they were too.
Yes.
People could switch from there. You could go in and you could look at if someone said, oh, I tried to switch a shift. I put it up there. I did it 2 weeks ago, but nobody took it. I still need it all. You could check to see if they really put it up 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And that's the best thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I think the other part of what is good when we're talking about software overall is the fact that what we want is something that's going to give us more time in our business. So I think, welcome to our set, our dog.
Say hello to the prophet. You missed me.
Yes. So that's okay. I think where we are in technology and restaurants is we know we need it. We know it's fundamentally transformed the way we run our business. But now we're really looking at, is it a value add? Is it saving me money? Is it saving me time? Or is it adding cost and not saving me time and really adding stress to my team? And I think before COVID, I've been in the restaurant business a very long time on this side of the fence, you guys more operationally, but for the independent, this has always been a struggle, right? Because in the corporate world, I mean, they have the money to build out their own and have proprietary and all that. Independents don't. So before COVID, I think most of the software that was out there for back of house, anything was very manual driven, right? You had to type in, the manager had to sit there and manually put in every item, do a manual price check. Like, it was really labor intensive. And where R365 came in was to say, okay, there has to be a better way. So let's take some of the Silicon Valley side of things and bring that to restaurant industry specific, which is unique, right? They're really the only ones that have really drilled into just this side of
things. It's a one-stop shop.
Yeah.
It really is, and they're more going to, right, now that they're doing it, you're going to start seeing it, right? But they're the first and they're doing good.
Yeah.
I mean, they really are. And I like the fact that they brought in some of their clients from some bigger companies that they have multiple locations. And with them talking about it, how they were just able to tie all the locations in, they get all the reports they need, I thought it was amazing. I just thought that some of them talked about all the reports, where there was a couple that just talked about the necessary reports and how good they are at generating them.
Yeah.
That really, if you really want to know, what your food cost is, and then you want to know the recipe card, that's all in there.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you have to enter it, but the software today and the technology today just makes it so much easier to keep up with this.
Well, and that's where I think, from the accounting side, I know there's an incredible learning curve with R365. It's hard. And when you first look at it, you're like, there's no way this is happening. There's no way my team is using this. But I think the one huge benefit to R365 over any other software, and again, we know it's not for everybody. There's certain clients who are like, it's just not going to work. But the one benefit is the ability for your team not to manipulate it. I think a lot of times you might have like an inventory software, you might have a bar inventory software, but who really knows where that information goes, right? They could show, hey, I have $10,000 in inventory. Well, you might have $15,000 in inventory because you don't really know that that number has been checked out. The good thing of R365 is that they've sort of built it out to where that inventory number has to agree to the accounting side, has to be the ops side. So if someone does, you know, a transfer to nowhere, which we've seen a lot in a lot of other softwares, you really can't in R365 because the accounting team is going to get mad and everything is connected for better or worse.
For better. for better.
It wasn't built for everybody. It was definitely built for companies in growth mode. Multi-unit because it allowed them to build as it got bigger to like let it expand. I agree. If you're a one unit, maybe a two unit, you probably just don't need all the bells and whistles for it. The one part I did think that was, you know, interesting when they were talking about from a development standpoint, and Ann said the word, she wasn't there, was they asked their team, does everything they do have value? Does it add value? So if someone brings an idea up, he's like, does it add value to the end user? So I did think that they were, like Ann was going at, they really do try to think of it from a restaurant operator perspective. Is we're not just going to make it to make it. We're not going to put this on here to make it. So I did think that part was very interesting then.
Yeah, you know, you're 100% accurate that everything they do, they want to add value. And they have restaurant people that work there, which I found interesting. Usually it's not salespeople. It's like, but these were actual people that worked in a restaurant for, you know, a period of time of their life. Yeah. So they kind of knew exactly what, you know, a restaurant person would be looking for.
Right. And that's what I think, you know, tying it into what we do at Franchise Accelerator is the idea of growth mode.
Right.
To where it is probably way too labor intensive. Not even probably. We know that it is. If you are, you know, four unit plus and you're trying to navigate four different QuickBooks and you're trying to figure out how to compare this manager to that manager. I mean, you are, I'm sure, spending hours, or you know it's going to take you hours, so you're avoiding it, right? One of those two scenarios is probably the reality for you. And I think, to me, you know, the times that I really find myself pitching R365, as much as it is, you know, really a 6 month commitment to get it up and running for a multi-unit, is the fact that 6 months from now, if everybody has committed to buying in, that now all of a sudden it's one click of a button.
Right.
And I can see all five locations. I can compare same chart of accounts. I can compare sales, labor, all of that. And I don't have to rely on somebody's Excel, because way too many times do we see an error in Excel or an error in a report. And now it's like, well, this report's useless.
Yeah. And that was the advantage. And that's what kind of kept coming up. And, you know, people using it was talking a lot about that, as they were able to have one stop for information. And again, it allowed the teams that were doing a good job. This was not a magic bullet that will fix your problems, but allowed the, whether it was an owner or a director of ops or someone, to look at all that information and in a lot less time evaluate it and come up with a plan for their team to fix it. That to me was still that, right? It doesn't, it still doesn't get you to the bottom of the line. Right. You still have to say, all right, cost of goods are high in this one location. What's our now action plan to get that location to do a better job?
Yeah. And that's what I think, you know, as we look at the 24, we know technology is knocking on the door of hospitality, if not already in. But we also know, especially when we went out to Restaurant Leadership Conference, this is just the beginning, right? The technology isn't stopping today.
Right.
So I think it's sort of a false sense of reality to say, well, R365 isn't for me, even though I have five or six locations, because my bookkeeper won't know it or my CPA won't know it. Because a lot of times it's the accounting side that actually holds it back.
Yeah.
They don't want to learn it. They know QuickBooks. I've seen that, you know, too many times. They dig their heels in and say, there's no way it's going to work. But all that time that you could be spending to ramp up, I would argue you're going to need this software in 2 years. Like, this is going to be something that you're going to need if you want the 4+ locations.
Well, yeah, if you want the 4+ locations and you want to be accurate and you want your numbers to be accurate, you don't want to go out there and have inaccurate numbers and it's not going to serve you well. Something like this with this technology, you're going to have accurate numbers. As long as you put everything in that you're supposed to, it's better than a bookkeeper almost. You know, it's going to give you great reports. It's going to be accurate. You know, you just have to monitor it, make sure it's being done correctly. Yeah. And that's what your bookkeeper should be doing.
Well, and that's where you also, it's very transparent, right? Now you're not relying on your bookkeeper to send you the P&L or your bookkeeper to send you the weekly report. Like, you all are looking at the same report, and now the analysis can happen. And that's what I think, you know, even our conversations with the R365 clients, the other ones, it's like, okay, let's all go in and look at this report and dig in and figure right. out what's going on with labor and figure right. out what's going on with food costs. But at least we're all looking at the same data,
yeah,
right? We're not trying to see, oh, well, when did you run that date range? Or right. Everyone's in the same system at the same time.
Which is awesome.
And we talked about, we're spending a ton of years in restaurants, worked for big companies with a lot of technology and probably worked with many different technology systems,
yeah.
but all got you the same thing. So when they were going through the reporting, actual versus theoretical,
right.
this call, there's really nothing that was like super earth-shattering no. to myself or Chris.
They haven't invented anything new, which you don't need.
But I think they give access to, like Ann was saying, to companies that aren't 100 units right. to be able to get the access that we had
yeah.
working for billion-dollar companies.
Right.
right. That was, a lot of stuff they were showing or that. We knew. We don't spend a lot of time right. in R365, but we have
the same reports.
It's the same reports.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's where I thought that they had a lot of information.
Right.
There's a lot of good independence there learning about it.
Right.
But for our standpoint, we weren't like, wow, they yeah. reinvent right. the wheel.
Right. Now some of the independents there were.
Absolutely.
They really didn't understand what a lot of reports were that they were talking about.
Yeah.
Because they were just never involved in that.
Yeah.
Where us working for larger companies, we were. That was part of our everyday life.
Yeah.
Right.
So, it didn't blow us away, but it did blow them away.
Yeah.
Because they weren't getting reports like that.
Right.
Now they can. And that could really help your business.
Well, exactly. And that's where I think, when we look at the end of the year, we're not saying R365 is the answer.
Right. No.
But I think it is a great question to ask, to say, what is the software that I'm using today? Is it adding value?
Right.
And what do I need to move towards next year to get more value out of the
right.
software? Because if right. you have any software that's adding time to your team, frustrating your team, I think as we get past December, we get to the first quarter, it's a
right.
really good time to explore that. I talked to one guy, I said, it's payroll. It drives him crazy. So, ask right. that question of maybe I should switch payroll.
Right.
If you hate the platform, it's okay, right?
right?
You can just
switch.
You can
switch. Move on, yes. right.
But that's what we want to say about everything, right?
Yeah.
QuickBooks
oh, yeah.
Online is great. QuickBooks Desktop is sort of becoming antiquated, right?
Yeah,
so let's
problem.
Just ask the question of
yes.
what do I do today? What's the time I spend today?
Mm-hmm.
And how do I get the most out of the time
right.
moving forward? And that's where I think it's so good to stay engaged with what R365 is doing
yeah.
because they are kind of on
yeah.
the forefront. And to be open to the idea of with technology, we can have a new relationship with
mm-hmm.
our accounting team, our ops
right.
team. We could all be more transparent on the same page
right.
and get the information as quickly as possible. So thank you so much for joining us today. For more information on how to schedule a call with Chris
yeah.
or Scott, to learn more about how to set up a great ops process, let us know. Go to our website and thank you.